This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day, out of your busy days, to join me as we together study the entire Bible, mostly the New Testament verse by verse, but we certainly go through the entire Bible. I thank you for joining me. This is WGOD Radio, where I guarantee you, you're going to hear the truth for 15 minutes because we let God do this, the talking here through His Word. Lord, we thank you for another day today. Thank you for even waking us up here today, Lord. We praise you. Lord, speak to us through your Word here today. Lead us and guide us. May it be all you and your word and less of our interpretation of your word. Lead us and guide us by your Spirit now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We looked at yesterday looking at this false prophet. If you've missed these other programs, I encourage you, go to my website, wgodontheair.net, and click on the link there that says prior broadcasts. And you'll see a link on there that takes you to my podcasting page. There's over 5 years worth of programs there. You'll see the last program was entitled, Will the Real Elijah Please Stand Up? Now, that's where we left off, Revelation chapter 13. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church Thursday night. That'll be tomorrow night, 6 to 7. Where we are starting chapter 17 in our study at the church. And we'd love to see you there at Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. That's the main reason I have it on Thursday nights, is so all of you who live here in Brevard County will be able to attend without having to leave your church. That's not what we're looking for. I just want to invite you to come out to a study. Perhaps your church isn't teaching the book of Revelation verse by verse, and this is a timely thing to be looking at, in my opinion. Now, Revelation chapter 13. Again, for more of these programs, go to wgodontheair.net. Like our Facebook page as well, WGOD Radio, because all these programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. Now, I just made the comment a moment ago, will the real Elijah please stand up? That's a joke off of that old TV show, really, to tell the truth. Remember, where there was two people that were lying and one person was telling the truth, and it was up to everyone at home and the three people on a panel to guess which one was telling the truth and which one was lying. And at the very end, first you see two people about to get up, and then at the last second, the real person would stand up. And now I ask the question here, will the real Elijah please stand up? Because I believe one of these two witnesses is going to be Elijah. And I believe this man here, this false prophet, is going to say that he is Elijah. And there's the rub. The Jews are still waiting for Elijah to come back because they believe Malachi chapter 4 hasn't happened yet, where God, this is the last verse spoken in the Old Testament, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. And they're still waiting for that. Now, Revelation chapter 13, I want to focus here today on verse 14, but let's pick it up at verse 11. Now, I saw another beast coming up out of the sea. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. All right, we know this is a counterfeit Christian. Remember, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no big thing, no biggie, he's saying. If his angels transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, what does that mean? That means you're going to find the devil in the pulpit, is what that means. Amongst Bible teachers, amongst preachers, amongst Bible translators. You know, like that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, it's looking for the devil in all the wrong places. This is where you need to be looking to find the devil, is looking the pulpit of the churches across America. It's to be looking at Bible translators is the place to go to find the devil. Do you hear me? Bible translators. Now, I'm a Bible translator. You need to examine what I write, and I'm glad that people have. You need to examine every word here about whether or not these things are true or whether or not I'm a demon in disguise out here to deceive you. Now, this man here is going to deceive people by the signs that he's going to do. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he works great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, I said yesterday, this has not been done in some 2,900 years. If you have a good Bible, you'll see a note there for 1 Kings 18:38. You'll also see a note there for 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 10, 11, and 12, when Elijah was sitting on the hill and the king would sent a commander and his 50 to go and take him. And he says, if I'm a man of God, may fire come down out of heaven and kill you all. And it happened twice. And the third man came and said, oh, my Lord, have mercy on me. And then God told Elijah, that's all right. He's okay. You can go with him. But those are the last times you see someone call fire down out of heaven. Now, do the math. The Jews are waiting for Elijah to come back. Here's a man that's going to do something that hasn't been done since Elijah. And he's going to say, I am Elijah. And he's going to say, this man right here is God. And I'm going to prove it to you by calling fire down out of heaven. And I'm going to prove it to you by what I'm going to do next. All right, verse 14. Now, verse 14 in my Bible reads a little bit different. Now, my Bible's from the majority text. That means that my Bible translation comes from a majority, not one or two found in Egypt somewhere or found in the Vatican somewhere or found in a waste paper basket like one Bible translation comes from. This is the majority of all Greek manuscripts in the world. First, let me read it to you as it reads traditionally. Then I'll read my translation. Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. Out of the New King James reads this way. It says, this is speaking of the false prophet, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Okay, did you follow me there? It says, he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Now I want to read to you how most of the Greek manuscripts read. Notice the difference. Revelation 13, 14, instead of deceiving those who dwell on the earth, my Bible says, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth. Interesting reading. Which one is right? About 85% of every Greek manuscript in existence reads the way my Bible does, though. You've probably have never heard this before. He deceives my own people. Now remember, this is John talking. He's either talking about my own people. He's either talking about his fellow Jews, the Jewish nation, or he's talking about Christians, my brothers in the faith. Which one is he talking about? If my translation is right, I don't know. Let me read it again out of my Bible. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do before the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. So he deceives my own people. I think this is Christians, people who call themselves Christians, people who don't know the word of God. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do. This guy calls fire down out of heaven. He's going to deceive billions with a B. Billions. Over 2 billion people. You know, McDonald's, they got the sign that says, billions and billions served. Here you can hang a sign that says, billions and billions deceived. By what this man does, he deceives my own people. Even if you don't like that, let's throw that out. And let's go with the way your King James reads or your New American Standard or your NIV or whatever translation you have. Let's read it the way yours has. Maybe that'll make you feel better. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. Before the beast, that's the first, that's the Antichrist. Remember, this is the guy who's going to, the Antichrist is going to say, I'm God. Remember, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And he's going to say, watch this man right here, pointing with his right hand out. Watch this man here. He will authenticate and prove to you who I am. And now it says here, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do before the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. All right, image. Greek word is icon. You know, like an icon on your computer. He made an image to the beast. Now, follow me here. An icon, this is what this word means in Greek. It's an exact representation of something, sort of like the Lord Jesus Christ when he called for a coin. Remember, and he says, whose image or whose icon is an inscription is this? And they said, Caesar's, remember? And he says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Whose icon is this? You see, the icon was the image, the picture of Caesar on the coin. An icon always has a prototype. It always comes from something else. The old philosopher Plato used to say that the reflection of the sun on the water was its icon. And that's what that word means. Seeing the reflection of the sun on the water is the icon. It's an exact representation of the original. That's what the word means. This is what this man's going to do here. He tells those who dwell on the earth to make an icon to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. Now, this is where we're going to pick it up tomorrow. Verse 15, it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast. Or the King James Version says it was given to him to give life to the image, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. We're out of time. We're going to have to pick it up right there tomorrow. Again, we're going to look at this. He deceives my own people by the signs which were given to him to do. In other words, people out here that don't know the word of God are going to fall for this hook, line, and sinker. I see Christians by the hundreds and the thousands today who are deceived by knuckleheads. Imagine when someone calls fire down out of heaven. Over 2 billion people will be deceived by that one act. Now, we're out of time. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth all the time.